Hey everyone, welcome back to Christian Living with Sid. I'm sorry it's been so long, but we are back full force and I can't wait to dive into today. Okay everyone, so today I'm going to talk a little bit about me. I'm going to tell my testimony because I think it's something that God is really telling me to share with people, that He really spoke to me tonight, especially telling me just to get back in there, start with your testimony. Like, I can talk about my testimony any day, so I know this is the perfect thing to get me back in the habit and role of recording these. The very first thing I would like to say is I never really knew I had a testimony. When my pastor asked me to write my testimony to speak in front of the church before, I was like, how do I know what my testimony is? Like, I've never sat down and really thought of it. So even if you don't think you have a testimony, I promise you that you have a story. I think saying I have a story is better than saying I have a testimony. Yes, testimony is great, but it's just my story, and you have a story. We all have a story. So I highly encourage you to get out there and tell someone your story or testimony, because it will probably benefit them more than you realize in the beginning. So I'm going to jump right into my testimony. So here we go. So I've always grew up going to church almost every Sunday, reading my Bible with my mom before bed every night, always praying before dinner or before bed, but I never really had like a real relationship with God. I mean, yes, I was saved as a kid, but don't we are all saved, quote unquote, saved when we are kids. But it's never really a true saving or true relationship with God at that age, I believe. I believe that it can be so beneficial to be saved as a kid, but I think sometimes you need a real relationship sometimes, and that happens later on in life sometimes. So I never really knew if I was actually saved or not. My life revolved a lot around drama and really caring a lot of who liked me and who didn't. And doing this and thinking like that really took my happiness away, because I was too worried about what everyone else thought of me, like I've said in an earlier podcast. This took place for about 4 to 5 years, and I would go to camp every year and I would feel this happy self, and I would feel so motivated. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go tell the world about Jesus. I'm not gonna care who's listening. I'm just going to go. And then I would go back to school the very next week or the next month, and it would be the exact same thing. I would go back and worry so much about what other people were thinking of me. And it was just the exact same thing no matter when. Until I realized something that my youth pastor said. And my youth pastor just came to the church whenever he said all this. And so it was very good, like, with a different perspective on everything. And for me, I'll tell you the story in just a second. But for me, God speaks to me in a very visual way. I have to be able to see the lesson or see the story that they are telling me, and it will really hit me hard. But the way I know that God is telling me something is when my heart starts racing really, really fast. And I think the very first time I remember feeling this was when my youth pastor preached about breaking the chains. And like I said, I'm a very visual learner, so anything that's visual really helps me. But I remember him having chains around his wrist the entire service, like wrapped around his wrist. And at the end, he broke them off, and we got to go up with a friend and cut a piece of the chain off, representing us breaking the chains of our past. And that message really hit me hard. I actually have the chains still hanging up in my room as a reminder that I need to put what's in the past behind me, that I do not need to worry about what other people think of me, but I just need to keep striving to be more like God and not caring. That message really kickstarted my relationship with God again. I felt like I was on fire for God after that. I started telling others about God and reading my Bible some more, but not all the time. It was kind of always pushed to last, or only reading when I had nothing else to do. Until I went to my boyfriend's church on Sunday nights. when the pastor challenged the entire church to read their Bibles for at least 10 minutes a day. So I did that. And this was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. So the next day I sat down with my Bible and read it for the very first time in a while. And I can gladly say that I have been reading for almost 2 years straight now. And it has completely changed my life. It may even be three, almost 2.5 years. But it is the most rewarding thing that I've ever done. Like I've said in the past, it is very beneficial to read your Bible every single day. And it's very, very hard to stay that consistent. But it is so rewarding, especially on the bad days that you don't want to read or you're like, oh, I have to read again. But that's normally whenever I get the most out of what I'm reading. And so after that, this was my freshman year of high school and sophomore year. And I started bringing my Bible to church every week with me and bring my Bible to school and leading a prayer group where it is known and looked as uncool to be a Christian in public school. And a question I get asked sometimes is it still hard? Do I still have hard times and struggles? And the answer to that is yes. I am still human no matter what decision I've ever made. But I know God is on my side through it all. And he has a plan for everything that is happening. And I will always remember that. And ever since then, I have really felt on fire for God. And one thing that has recently been added on to my story is that I feel a calling into ministry. I'm not sure what kind yet. Or what kind of ministry I want to go into, but I really feel like God is calling me into that. So right now that is a very big part of my testimony because I know that I really have to trust God in this decision because doing that can be very scary sometimes, just trusting God, but I know I'm going to have to with whatever field he wants me to go into. But yeah, I know that God has a plan for everything, and I just love sharing it with other people. So that was my story, my testimony. I hope you liked it. I hope that it will help you a little bit and maybe give you some motivation. But yes, like I said, I still struggle all the time with worrying about what other people think of me or making bad decisions. But I know that God's got this, God's got me, and he will provide for me, and he will help me to get through those situations. And so I really hope this is an encouragement to you somehow. And yeah, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity for me to get to come on here and share my testimony. I pray that it could be something special to someone, and I pray that you would just speak to everyone listening to this and that they would just have a great day. I pray that you would just be in any situations that they're dealing with, that they would just give them to you right now, Lord. Thank you for everything that you do for all of us, and thank you for everything, Lord. In your name, pray. Amen. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'm sorry it's been so long, but I hopefully can get back in the swing of things, and I hope you all have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Remember, many people love you, but God will always love you more. Bye!